Appreciate the goodness of the Lord this evening. And appreciate being able to see the saints also. Appreciate each one that's here. I'd like to share a little thought this evening. Starting in the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter, I'd like to read the first and second verse. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Well, he's given some real good instructions here about how to run the Christian race. Talks about laying aside weights, sin besets us, running with patience. But he also says here, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I've been made more aware in my own personal walk with God of how important it is to look unto Jesus this evening. Recognizing that He is the one that saved us. He's the one that we look to be saved, to have our sins forgiven. And He's also the one that's going to finish our faith for us. And I've been challenged in my own heart, my own life, how important it is for us today, in our day and time, to keep our eyes on Jesus today. I can see back in my own life, times that I got my eyes off the Lord were times that I failed, times that I got discouraged. But I also see times that I had my eyes and my focus upon the Lord, and I see greater victory, greater blessings during those times. Another scripture in the book of 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter and the 16th verse. Paul here encouraging those with afflictions, he said in 2 Corinthians 4, he says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." He said here, while we look not at the things which are seen. You know, it's very easy for us to get our eyes on the temporal things today. It's so easy to get our eyes on literal things around about us, what we see, what we hear, what we can feel. And we fail to really be able to see the eternal. Now, we don't see God with our natural eyes. We don't feel Him with our natural hands. But I think of the Scripture, it talked about that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, those inner eyes of our spirit. I haven't seen Jesus with my natural eyes, but I've seen Him with my spirit. And I've felt Him with my spirit. And He's communicated to me through the Spirit. And that's going to be where our success is tonight. That's going to be our source of victory, is when you and I are able to keep our focus and our spiritual eyes on Jesus. There are a lot of things that we can get our eyes upon tonight. I want to mention a few, but I want to get another scripture in the book of Matthew, the 14th chapter, familiar scripture of Peter. Matthew, the 14th chapter, and we'll start reading at verse 22. It said, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up to a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. I would like this text so much because it describes the Christian life so well. It gives us a visual illustration of what happens when we get our eyes off the Lord. Peter started, you know, the Christian life is a lot like that this evening. It's like walking on water. In other words, it's impossible. What the Lord is calling you and I to do tonight is an impossibility within ourselves. And we need to recognize that tonight. When we feel like we've maybe accomplished and we feel like we're getting comfortable, so to speak, says Scripture said, Take heed, ye that stand, take heed lest you fall. Folks, living the Christian life, meeting the standards of the Word of God is an impossibility within our own ability and our own strength. It is only when you and I look to the Lord with those inner eyes and we're able to see Him for who He is and what He's able to do for us that we're able to rise above. Peter walked on the water. You and I can live the Christian life when we look to Jesus. And we're keeping our eyes, our attention, our prayer life, studying the Scriptures. We're keeping our focus upon Him. You and I, doesn't matter who we are tonight, we can live a victorious Christian life when we keep our eyes off of Jesus. I want us to note this here, though, that when Peter took his eyes off the Lord didn't let him drown. The Lord didn't let him go under. He stretched forth his hand and took him. I'm thankful for the hand of the Lord tonight because I've felt that in my life so many times. I've had the Lord, when I got my eyes off, I've had the Lord reach down and help me up. And He'll do that for us tonight. You find yourself in difficult straits. You find yourself under the waves of difficulty and trouble tonight, the Lord is reaching down His hand. Not wanting you to drown, not wanting you to get lost in your circumstances, but He's reaching down His hand to grab a hold of you and to lift you up. And folks, that's the only reason why I'm here tonight, because the Lord has helped me many, many times. But I want to challenge us, encourage us this evening to keep our eyes upon the Lord. Sometimes the waves are going to be boisterous. Sometimes there's going to be fury in the storm. Sometimes there's going to be so difficulty, and it's so natural. It's our natural inclination to see those things. And we are going to see them. But keep your spiritual eyes on the Lord. It's important at those times that we see something bigger than the storm. It's important at those times that we begin to look and try to see something eternal. The Scripture in the book of Hebrews said that Moses endured seeing Him who is invisible. Moses got a glimpse of something better, and it kept him. He endured. He went through. He was what God wanted him to be. He fulfilled His purpose because he saw Him who is invisible. And folks, let's be encouraged and challenged tonight to keep our eyes on the Lord. Our spiritual eyes, the eyes of our understanding. We need to keep them on Jesus Christ tonight. And the Lord will give us victory. I'm confident of that. I think about the different things that the enemy would like for us to get our eyes on this evening. Mention the storms, the trials of life, afflictions, difficulties. He has a lot of different things that he wants to get our mind, our attention upon. One of those things that I believe that he uses is sometimes people. You remember when Jesus was talking to Peter, and he's telling Peter what he was supposed to do, what was going to happen in his life? What did Peter do? Pretty human, isn't it? Lord, what about this man? What's he going to do? I've got my job. I've got my responsibility. What's he going to do now? What did Jesus mention to him? Basically, what the Lord was saying, it's none of your business. That's what he said. What is that unto thee? Folks, you know, tonight it is good to have a love and a concern for people. But when it keeps me from doing and being what God wants me to do and be, it's gone too far. We can look around us and we can see all kinds of trouble and all kinds of problems. You know what? I'm here to tell you that there will always be problems. There was problems in the New Testament church. Most of the letters are dealing with problems. And the devil wants you to get your eyes and your mind and your attention and your focus upon problems, upon people. Well, Lord, they're not, you know, you start having the Lord to talk to you and dealing with you about something. And our natural inclination is sometimes to look around and see what everybody else is doing. And when we don't see everybody else doing what we're doing, then guess what happens? We justify ourselves. But folks, the responsibility tonight is to look unto Jesus. Get our counsel, understanding, inspiration of the Spirit from Him. And to carry it out in our lives. So many times people drop by the wayside. There's too many problems there, too many problems here. What is that to us? Let's not get our focus on that. Let's not get our attention and allow that to keep me from doing what God wants me to do. Folks, that would be a poor excuse, meeting God at the end and saying, I didn't do what you wanted me to do because nobody else around me was doing it. Or there was problems there. That ain't going to hold up. It's going to be you and I looking to the Lord tonight, listening, getting our eyes, our attention upon Him. Lord, what do you want me to do? Folks, that's where our victory is tonight, is keeping our spiritual eyes upon God. Upon hearing His voice. We live in a busy time. Sometimes we can just pack our days so full of things. And we don't see the Lord in that kind of time. It takes getting quiet. It takes spending time. It takes searching in prayer. You don't just get it in 15 minutes. Sometimes you might, but most of the time it don't work that way. Sometimes it takes tarrying before the Lord till you see Him. It takes persevering. focusing our mind and our attention, bringing our minds in prayer, and when we read the Word of God, in service, bringing our thoughts and our focus, Lord, I need to see You. I need to see where You're at in my life. I want to know what You're doing. I want to know where You're leading me in my life. Folks, life is too short to go through life to not know the will of God. Life is too short. I don't want to go through and spend life not following the will of God in my heart and my life. We need to follow the will of God for our lives. And it takes seeing Jesus to do that. On an individual basis, through that prayer life and looking to Him and calling upon His name, Lord, I need to see You. I need to hear from You. And you know what? The Lord is faithful to us to minister to our hearts, to give us direction in our lives, to help us to know. So easy for us to focus on negative things in life, isn't it? The negative things. That's what the devil likes to bring to your mind constantly. Bombardment. You can't even read a newspaper without negative, negative. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Thought about another place I want to mention is material things. Material things can be a big hindrance to us, folks. I'm going to share a little experience that happened. I've shared it before, but years ago when I lived here at Guthrie, I got to go see a house in Nichols Hills. I don't know if many of you know what Nichols Hills is. I guess there's still a Nichols Hills. But it's kind of an elite. I don't know how many thousands of dollars the homes cost. But I went there and I took a tour of one of their show homes that was built. And I saw the layered crown molding. Saw the beautiful staircases. Saw the big, wide, spacious walk-in closets. And you know their walk-in closets was about as big as my living room at the time. Just their walk-in closets took in probably my bedroom and my living room where I was living at the time. And I looked at all that and I thought, wow, that's pretty nice. But I got driving home and my heart began to sink a little bit. And the thought came to me, what's your life? What's your life? What are you doing? What do you got? That house made my house look like a little Cracker Jack box. But I began, as I went, I don't know how it all occurred, but I remember I started singing a song. I believe the Lord brought it to my mind. I started singing a song of heaven. And it was just like a vision opened up in my mind. And I saw some of the glory of heaven. And it made everything that I just saw look like dross. Made it look like nothing in comparison. And folks, I mention this because it stumps people. You'll find out, read in the 73rd book of Psalms, the writer, Asaph, I believe his name was, he said, my feet almost slipped. I had well nigh slipped because I was envious at the prosperity of the wicked. He said, verily I've cleansed my hands in vain. I've washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long I have been troubled. I've been in affliction. I've been plagued. I've had a hard time in life. Had some struggles. Had some difficulties. And he looked out and he saw those that weren't living for God, and it just seemed like they were in prosperity. Seemed like they had, he said, their eyes stand out, fat, more than they could wish for, had abundance. And it said, my feet, he began to lose his hold on God. He began to lose his experience in his walk. He began to loosen up. Because he couldn't understand. He couldn't comprehend. Lord, I'm giving my life to You. And yet I'm meeting trouble. I've devoted myself to You. And yet I'm struggling. Have you ever been there? You've got to see more. You got to look to the eternal. Or you're going to lose faith. You're going to lose discouragement. And today a lot of people have given up because of that. But he said, when I went into the sanctuary, I understood their end. When he got a hold, he saw something better. He got a vision of those temporal things just passing away. And he got a hold of God that way. And folks, you and I, this morning need to see Jesus. We need to see Him in our spirit. We need to feel Him. We need to know Him. We need to know His voice. Because that is what gives us faith. It's what helps us. Said Moses endured seeing Him who is invisible. And it will help you and I go too. It will help you and I make it also. When we are looking to Jesus. Folks, get your eyes off of all these other things. And look to Jesus tonight. You know, I have never been discouraged looking to the Lord. Never been disappointed. When I began to turn my heart to the Lord and seek God and began to put away other things, lay aside other things, even legitimate things, that I could hear Him, I have never been disappointed. Because He's given me some things that this world could not give me. He's given me some hope. He's given me some courage and some peace that the things of this world, nice house can't give you peace. Driving fine cars can't give you joy in your heart and your soul. Some of the wealthiest people are some of the most unhappiest people tonight. But looking to Jesus, He can. Folks, He can make life worthwhile for us this evening. Another thing I want us to challenge us on tonight that we can get our eyes on is our own human inadequacies. Our own human weaknesses. You remember when the children of Israel, they were led up to the borders of the land of Canaan. And Moses sent them out there, the 12 spies, to go out and view the land. And they went through the land. And they said, Lord, it's just like You promised. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. But there's giants there. And they said, we were as grasshoppers in their sight and in our sight. They were looking at their own human weaknesses and tendencies. Have you ever done that before? The devil tell you, just be still. You don't have ability. Just be still. Keep quiet. The Lord begins to talk to you, begins to lead you to do something. The devil says, you better let somebody else do that. Folks, I want to tell us this. If the Lord knocks on your heart's door, He doesn't make a mistake. If He begins to lay a burden on your heart, it's not mistaken. He's got the right person. He's got the right person. But if we just look at our own human... Folks, you know all of us this evening have a lot of human frailties. And none of us here are capable within ourselves. Paul said, we're not sufficient of ourselves. But our sufficiency is of God. And we need to see something bigger than me. Something bigger than us. Folks, even the ministry, we don't need to look around, try to keep our eyes on the ministers. We need to see something bigger than the ministers. Ministry is nothing. We're just human, frail objects that are weak and corruptible. And we don't have anything if God doesn't give us something. You're going to be disappointed if you look to ministers. You're going to be discouraged if that's what you're putting your eyes on and your focus upon. You're going to be disappointed somewhere along the way. Get your eyes and your heart and your mind on Jesus tonight. Not on your own human inadequacies. When we pull back, we begin to wander just like they did in confusion. We begin to wander in our spiritual lives. When we fail to tell the Lord, "Yes, Lord, I feel your dealings with me. I feel that prick in my heart and my soul." When we don't respond to those dealings, we begin to wander and we become confused. And we don't know where we're at spiritually, and we don't know where the will of God is at and where the Lord wants us. And when we look at our own human weaknesses and focus on that, and that's all we're looking at, then that's what we have in our spiritual lives. Are we seeing something bigger than us tonight? Oh, the Lord is so much bigger than us. He is so much more powerful. And that's what we want to keep our eyes on tonight. Another scripture in Isaiah, the 45th chapter, the 22nd verse, it says, "Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else." Look unto me, all ye the ends of the earth, and be saved, for I am God and there is none else. I want to encourage us tonight. We allow our eyes, spiritual eyes, to get on other things. And I'm going to say it's so easy for that to happen. It happens so quickly, so easily. And I'm not talking just about Sundays here. I've been challenged Monday. As you go through your day, are you listening? Are you looking for Jesus? Are you looking for the Lord? Are you going through your day slow enough that you can hear Him? That you can get glimpses of Him? You know, I thought when I read the Scriptures and I think about Jesus, He said, "I don't do nothing but what I see the Father do." And when I see Him in the multitudes, He said, "Who touched me?" Another place, they were in the temple, people giving their offerings, and this one poor widow came up and gave her mite, and He noticed. It's because he was sensitive to the Spirit of God, and God was helping him to see things eternal. And folks, you and I have that same opportunity tonight. If we'll open our spiritual eyes and our vision. I know some of us have lived maybe a long time in the Christian life. And I think sometimes we get disoriented when we fail to see Jesus. People begin to lose their vision. People begin to lose their hope, their comfort, their blessing when they fail to see Jesus. Let's be encouraged tonight. It said, "Look unto Jesus, the author and the finish of our faith, and He'll meet the need of your heart and of your soul." Amen.